Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Yesterday was a pretty big meeting at the White House. You had oil CEOs and Biden officials sitting down talking about the high cost of energy. Joining us now is an oil and gas industry expert. He writes for Forbes as well. David Blackman, thank you for coming on to 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, thank you for having me.
So what are you hearing about this meeting yesterday? How do you think it went?
Well, it went fine. Nothing was really accomplished, but they did agree to have an ongoing dialogue. And, that's probably really the best outcome we could have hoped for. At least there weren't any major blowups during the meeting.
Are you a little bit surprised that the oil execs are not offended? Like, because I think about how the Biden administration has said, we're going to go talk to the Saudis and we're going to talk to Venezuela and, oh, they're so bad. And we're going to take them out of business. Oh, and by the way, we need your help. So can you come join us at the White House?
Right.
I would have been offended if I were these CEOs.
Yeah, and I think they are. I mean, we saw this week the CEO of Chevron, Mike Wirth, write a very long letter and send it directly to the president and make it public. ExxonMobil did a similar thing last week after Joe Biden accused them of having more money than God. And yeah, I think they're highly offended, but it doesn't do them any good from a public relations standpoint to get into a vicious verbal battle with the president in public. So, they have to go when they're asked and hold these meetings and do the best they can otherwise.
There's a classic line from the TV show The Office, and this is how I imagine Secretary Granholm starting the meeting off with the oil CEOs. I imagine her going in there and looking at a picture of gas prices and turning to the CEOs and say, first question, how dare you? And then blaming them for everything. So can you kind of explain why we are in the situation we are today? And not to really assign blame, but I do think that it's unfair to blame these oil companies for the situation we're in.
Well, sure. We've had a big problem. So everything has to do with scarcity. The oil market is undersupplied because we've had 8 years of underinvestment in finding new reserves. And that's largely because of the ESG environmental investor fund movement is depriving these companies of capital. We haven't built a new refinery in this country in 44 years, and that's because of government regulation. And so refining capacity is scarce, and demand for the products, gasoline and diesel and other refined products, is very high, and supplies for that are scarce. And when you have scarcity of any commodity or any service, the price of that is going to go up. And that's what's happening in our world right now. And it can all be traced back to the efforts by the United States and European governments to try to force a premature energy transition to renewables. And they're not ready to handle the load. And so here we are. The price for all forms of energy is very high right now.
Right. Do you think it was a mistake for President Biden to skip out on this meeting?
Yes. Yes, I think it was. I don't think that helps him at all. If he's going to demand these CEOs come to Washington and meet with Secretary Granholm, he should at least take the time to go kick off the meeting. But that will do him damage. If he does that, then his supporters in the left-wing environmental movement will be all up in arms. And so they fund his campaigns and Democratic campaigns all over the country. So Democratic politicians never want to offend them.
David Blackman joining us here on 97.1 FM Talk. When it comes to gas prices, can futures play a factor into this? So when the Keystone Pipeline construction was halted, that was looked at as, okay, down the line, we could have been more energy independent, at least from this side of the hemisphere, the way we transport gas. We could at least got cheaper. We could have got cheaper energy from Canada this way through the pipeline. And then that was cut off. And then you have the Biden administration that comes out and says, you know, they have more money than God. You guys are practically evil, right? So when you, if you can factor in futures, let's say things were more friendly, like the Keystone Pipeline construction started to continue. And then the Biden administration said, all right, we're going to start to make leases easier to get. We're going to allow you to do more drilling. Would that alleviate immediate prices?
Sure, absolutely. And you're absolutely right. It's why the price of oil jumped $5 the day after Election Day in 2020, because they saw a president coming in who was going to enact policies that were going to make crude oil even more scarce than it already was. Gasoline price on the day Joe Biden was elected was $2.11. And so today, what is it, almost $5 again today? Crude oil drives gasoline prices, and crude oil is traded on a global market, and it's a very speculative market. And these traders see political developments and they say, well, 6 months from now, oil is going to cost me this. And so they start bidding it up to that. And that's how the markets work. And so, you know, during the Trump presidency, when he was trying to actually encourage more oil production in the United States, oil prices tended to be much lower, and that's just part of this speculative market and the trading of futures, like you say.
Yeah, and that's, I think, a pretty strong argument every time someone brings up the pipeline and they say, oh, it wouldn't have helped us anyway because it was still years away from being completed. Well, I think putting a little more confidence in our future and energy independence would have paid dividends.
Yeah, the arguments against the Keystone Pipeline have for 10 years been incredibly ridiculous and invalid and lacking in factual basis. And that's just another one of those kinds of arguments.
You know, if people wanted to read your work online, David, where can they look?
Sure. Yeah. Look at Forbes.com. I write at least two or three pieces every week there. I have a Substack on energy that the address is just Blackmon, BlackMon.substack.com.
Great. One other quick question. Do you have any hope that maybe some of these directions from the Biden administration could be reversed and things could start getting better soon?
Not until there's another presidential administration. Congress can do things to limit the damage if the Republicans win majorities this fall. But really, the president has a lot of power and his agencies have a lot of regulatory authority. So none of this will change in this administration.
Oil and gas industry expert you can find on Forbes, David Blackmon. Thank you again for coming on to 97.1 FM Talk. Really appreciate it.
Hey, anytime. Thank you for having me.
Great insights from David in this meeting yesterday. These oil executives, man, when all is said and done, I am really surprised they are taking this much abuse and not going on the counteroffensive. They really should. As much blame is being shifted to them for the failures of the Biden administration.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed.
Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.